previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
So 1 month of softer inflation was not enough to convince the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee of another 25 basis point reduction in the prime lending rate. Governor Lesetša Kanyako announced that the repo rate will remain unchanged at 7% because of global uncertainty and the still to be determined effects of increased trade tariffs. The bank lending rate that you and I will negotiate on our borrowing stays at 10.5%. South Africa and Gqeberha in particular is about to capitalize on the diversion of marine traffic from the Suez Canal around the Cape of Good Hope. That's with the imminent arrival in Algoa Bay of one of the world's largest marine bunkering traders, Peninsula. Very few of the thousands of vessels that have been diverted around the Cape have docked in South African ports due to ill-equipped bunkering services. That will change following Peninsula's announcement earlier this week that it will partner with South African bunkering trader Linson Numbi with facilities at Kucha and Gqeberha. On the markets, the JSE off another record high to end the day marginally up, with the All Share and the Top 40 both up just below 0.1% at 105,423 and 98,038 respectively. Wall Street hit record highs on the news of Nvidia buying Intel. The Dow was up a quarter of a percent, the S&P 500 up a half a percent, and the Nasdaq up a percent. London's FTSE up a quarter of a percent. Asian markets positive this morning, with Tokyo up 0.75%. Hong Kong up a quarter of a percent and Sydney up 0.2%. The Rand a little firmer after the interest rate pause, now 17.36 to the US dollar, 25.53 to pound sterling and 20 Rand 46 to the euro. It's now 117.89 to the greenback. Gold at $3,655, platinum at $1,400, Bitcoin $116,945, and a barrel of Brent crude $67.36.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.